Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Fountain of Youth Day, Saturday, March 3rd. Sponsored by AmWager.com. If you haven't checked out AmWager.com, please do. They're kind enough to sponsor this, and they're a great betting site, legal in most states, with good player rewards and some really good tools. AmWager.com, where you can also find the blog version of this podcast every week by going to mwager.com and clicking on Handicapping and Ella Starr's blog, totally free. We're going to stay at Gulfstream for some of the races on the card. Some of this is in the blog, of course, but for those that like to listen, try and go through most of that as well. We're going to start with the 8th. It's a stakes-laden card. We're going to go to the 8th race, the Devona Dale Stakes, 3-year-old prep for the Florida Oaks and Kentucky Oaks. One turn mile, post time, 3 p.m., race 8 at Gulfstream, the Devona Dale. And I like number 7, Cash, 6-1 morning line, going for maiden to stakes. 3-year-olds can still do that. She made my personal very small horses to watch list off her debut win at 7 furlongs in January. It's pretty hard to debut at 7 furlongs. She broke out into the horse just outside of her and then got pinched by the inside, ended up 12th early. Moved up completely on her own courage from 4th to 3rd, inside horses without being intimidated, split horses in the stretch, drew off, was green, tons of improvement. The 3rd and 5th horses come back to win. Castellano's going to ride her back. It's still one turn, so there's nothing really to be concerned about here, and I think she can move up a ton. That's the 7 Cash. 6 Take Charge, Paula and the 1 Sultry ran 1-2 in the forward gal. February 3rd, the grade 3. This is very similar, one turn mile, grade 2. They're both should run better second off the layoff. Take Charge Paula was 5-2 that day. Sultry, 5-1. Sultry has been first or second in her last 4 dirt sprints after her debut. Take Charge Paula, first or second in her last 4 dirt sprints. Both very quality horses here. Odds are high, 5-1 and 8-1. Favorites, the 8, Fly So High at even money. That's why the odds on the other 3 are high. Fly So High, broker maiden second out in November, came back in January at Gulfstream, won by 5 in allowance race, both one turn miles. That was a 102 Equibase speed figure, fastest race in the field. She didn't beat much of what's interesting is, whereas in Cash's race, 2 horses have come back to win. In Fly So High's race, the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th horses have all come back and run 4th or lower. One of them ran 2nd, but 3 of them ran 4th or worse. I don't know what a great race that was, and even money, I'm going to try and beat her for every bet except the pick 3. I'll use her in pick 3s and doubles. And then the 4 Alter Moon, I'm betting at least a couple bucks across the board. 2nd in her debut, she won 2nd time out. She got lots of speed. 95 Equibase speed figure is pretty much the 2nd best figure in the field, and that was a maiden race at 7 furlongs. Her trainer, Jose Velez, came to the U.S. a while back. He's from Puerto Rico, Camarero. He won a lot of races there, including a lot of stakes. Stats Raceland shows me that. 15-1. I can't ignore her. So I'll bet Cash to win at about 5-2 or better. Take Charge Paula, if she stays anywhere near 5-1, she was 5-2 in similar stake. I'll bet them both at 5-2 or better, actually. You could bet Sultry at 3-1 or better, to be honest. If I'm right, Fly So High is not as good as even money. And I'm definitely going to make a couple dollar across the board bet on Alter Moon. For the exacta, I'm going to try and beat Fly So High in first. So the play is going to be Sultry, Alter Moon, Take Charge Paula, and Cash over those same 4 and Fly So High in second. I'm going to skip a race and go to the 10th, the Canadian Turf Stakes, in which, again, some nice prices here. The 2 Conquest Sandman and the 1 Galleon Mask. Conquest Sandman, a big long shot, and I don't know why. 3-for-3 this year. He was running in claimers, but off a $16,000 claim, won a $60,000 stakes at Gulfstream February 17th. Jose Lozano rode him, and Lozano's going to stick with the horse, and when you get a top jockey sticking with, that's fine. Not only that, but this horse was well-regarded early. He was owned by 3 Diamonds, trained by Mike Maker, who dropped him, and that's when he won and got claimed for the first time, then claimed again 2 later. He can come from off the pace or win on the lead. His 114 Equibase speed figure is the best last race figure in the field, and yet he's double digits. So Conquest Sandman, top pick. Galleon Mast, first or second in 5 straight. No knocks on him. 8-22 in his career, 7-17 on grass. 6 of those on the Gulfstream turf. Ortiz gets off, but Saez gets on. He's got 113 and 111 figures in three of his last six. He fits all over the place here. Horses also to use are going to be March, the 5, the 7, Shakama. March won run before last. Shakama won the tropical turf and then regressed. And Derby Champagne, who won a second level allowance last out, has run two big races in a row, and he fits on all numbers, but he's double-digit odds as well. Don't like Hoagie here, trying a mile for the first time in the 50th start of his career. I got no interest in that. Win bets, Conquest, Sandman, Galleon, Mast at 5-2 or more. At a place bet on either 6-1 or better, very likely with Conquest, Sandman. Consider a third win bet, Derby Champagne, if you get 4-1 or higher. Going to play Conquest, Sandman, and Galleon, Mask, and Exactas over those two. Calling it Conquest, Sandman, Galleon, Mask. March, Shakama, and Derby Champagne. Going to turn it around. Conquest, Sandman, Galleon, Mask. March, Shakama, and Derby Champagne over Conquest, Sandman, and Galleon, Mask. Going to play doubles here. Use Conquest, Sandman, and Galleon, Mask in this race. Going to use Personal Time, Country Squire, B.I. Moody, Rare Form, and Traveling Midas in the 11th. Then we're going to play one more ticket with Personal Time single in the 11th because he's the favorite. And we're going to use Conquest, Sandman, Galleon, Mast, March, Shakamat, and Derby Champagne. For pick threes, we use the same five, Conquest, Sandman, Galleon, Mast, March, Shakamat, Derby Champagne here. Personal Time, Country Squire, B.I. Moody, Rare Form, and Traveling Midas in the 11th. Extravagant Kid, Classic Rock, Favorable Outcome, Mr. Jordan, Unbridled Outlaw, and Rock and Fellers in the 12th. There's no big favorites here except for the 11th, and I am using him Personal Time, but if not, this ticket can pay very nicely. 11th race, Maiden Special, not going to spend a lot of time on it. It's really just to start a pick four. Personal Time opens the favorite off a nice pattern, closed from 10th to 2nd last time out at Gulfstream at a mile. Stretches out to a mile of 16. Shug McGahee, the rail. Best by far Echo Bay speed figure in the field. On most tickets, he's a single. Going to bet a couple bucks across the board on the 4, B.I. Moody. In his second start, last time out, first rowdy ran 5th at 120-1 after hopping at the start. I liked him a little bit. He's got some great breeding, and he's in the hands of Eric Yeo, who can pop with a long shot. B.I. Moody's across the board, bet a 5-1 or better. Going to use Rare Form, Country Squire, and Traveling Midas, as I said earlier in my doubles and pick threes. Doubles in this race, play Personal Time, Country Squire, B.I. Moody, Rare Form, and Traveling Midas with Extravagant Kid, Classic Rock, Favorable Outcome, Mr. Jordan, Unbridled Outlaw, and Rock and Fellers in the 12th. Now, if you played the pick three in the 10th race, you don't need to play the doubles. You can also play another double of Personal Time in this race as the favorite with Extravagant Kid, Classic Rock, Favorable Outcome, Mr. Jordan, Unbridled Outlaw, and Rockin' Fellers. Now we've got a big pick four here, and this is a great time to rail out the, take the bankroll out. I should say rubber band off the bankroll. Pick four, the main ticket's going to single here and then go deep because that's the only way to play a ticket is find a single somewhere on the ticket. Going to give this out, and you can recheck it on the blog as well where it's written. Race 11, Personal Time. Race 12, Extravagant Kid, Favorable Outcome, Mr. Jordan, and Rockin' Fellers. Race 13, Saddler's Joy, Summon Tiemi, Muktasar, Gold Shield, Patterson Cross, Nessie, Runtime, and Oscar nominated. And the 14th, Free Drop Billy, Storm Runner, Good Magic, He Takes Charge, Marconi, and Gotta Go. That's a $96 ticket. If you want to cut it down, you can take He Takes Charge and Marconi out in the 14th. That cuts it to $64. Then you got to play a pick three, or I do anyway, to take some keep some horses in I left out of the bigger ticket. Going to single Personal Time in the 11th. Then we're going to go Extravagant Kid, Favorable Outcome, Mr. Jordan, Classic Rock, Unbridled Outlaw, and Rock and Fellers in the 12th. And in the 13th, Saddler's Joy, Summon Tiemi, Muktasar, Gold Shield, Patterson Cross, Nessie, Runtime, and Oscar nominated in the 13th. If we're live past that, we don't need to worry about anything else. Move on to the 12th, the Gulfstream Park Sprint, post time 5:02. In this race, Rockin' Fellers on the outside, intriguing horse of double digits for George Navarro, XY Jet, AP Indian, good sprinters, 12-1. I don't get it. Horse came over from Argentina last year, moved to his barn, ran third, fourth, romped by six at Gulfstream at 6 furlongs in the slop, second last out to Unbridled Outlaw, 113 and 110 figures. I think he's long gone on the lead. There might be some other pace here, but I think Lascano guns. He plays XY Jet. He wins. He was 4 clear of the third horse last time out. He's very fast early. Top pick. Extravagant Kid was claimed by Brendan Walsh, a good trainer, for $75,000 out of his last race, January 18th. Walsh knew this race was coming up. I think this is a great play when a trainer sees this. Claims a horse for $75,000. The winner's share is $60,000, but he can't be claimed. This is a great get most of your money back. Extravagant Kid was a runner-up in the 2016 Spectacular Bid Stakes, so he stakes placed, and he's coming off two of his best three efforts, a 109 figure on the turf in October, and that last race 107 figure. He gets John Velasquez, so this is a serious horse. If Cordero's going to put Velasquez on Extravagant Kid, got to like him. Other horses to look at in the race, favorable outcome at 3-1 for Chad Brown, certainly can win, doesn't have to. Mr. Jordan cutting back from route to a sprint after getting the lead in the stretch and ending up second last two. That cutback helps him with the stamina. Classic Rock ran the best races of his career last time out at Gulfstream. He's ready for these and a newly turned four-year-old. So, the main play in this race, the 12th at Gulfstream post 502, the Gulfstream Handicap. Rock and Fellers, an Extravagant Kid to win at 3-1 at a place bet 6-1 or better. Exacta, Rock and Fellers, Extravagant Kid over. Rock and Fellers, Extravagant Kid, favorable outcome, Mr. Jordan, Classic Rock, and Unbridled Outlaw. Turn it around and put Rock and Fellers and Extravagant Kid on the bottom because they're going to be big prices. The exact is going to pay very well either way. If you played the pick three or pick four in race 11, there's no reason to play a pick three here. If not, it's very similar. It's Extravagant Kid, favorable outcome, Mr. Jordan, Classic Rock, Unbridled Outlaw, Rock and Fellers in the 12th. Sadler's Joy, Some in Tiemi, Muktasar, Gold Shield, Paris and Cross, Nessie, Runtime, Oscar nominated in the 13th, and Free Drop, Billy Stormrunner, Good Magic, and Gotta Go in the 14th, and you can add Heat Takes Charge of Marconi if you want for the 14th. Going to skip to the 14th and final, the Fountain of Youth, and this is a race in which pace dictates everything. There is just no way in my mind the Strike Power coming out of Swell Win wire to wire and wire to wire in his debut gets any quarter because two of the outside horses have to go. Promises Fulfilled has no choice with Ortiz from the 10 post. He's led at the first two calls in all three of his races, his sprints and routes, 45 and change. Strike Power, 45 and change. Machismo stretching out from 6.5 furlongs from the 9 post, 45 and change. I think I can cancel them all out because they're going to go way too fast. I like number 5, Stormrunner. 2-for-2 in dirt routes. He tried dirt in an off-turf race November 12th at Churchill and won nicely by 4. Came back off a layoff in January, ran lousy. Came back 3 weeks later, February 4th, won by a neck over Mississippi, who's a very highly regarded million-dollar horse. 9 clear of the next horse. With a 111 figure. That 111 figure in perspective is identical to what Strike Power earned in a grade 3. So Storm Runner earned a 111 in an allowance race. Good Magic got a 109 in the Breeders' Cup. He could move forward off the layoff. He might need a race. But Storm Runner is as good as them, and he's 15-1. He's mature. He comes from off the pace. Rosario is going to ride. Of the three Dale Roman's horses in the race, Storm Runner put in the best workout. 59 flat, fourth best of 39 on 24th of February. Next is going to be Good Magic, going to use him, not a win bet, but certainly exotics. Breeders' Cup winner, 109. Chad Brown, 30-odd% off a layoff into a route, so he can't knock him. His horses are fit. He's only going to buy 2 races into the Derby, this and the Florida Derby. Comes from off the pace, so he doesn't need to waste any energy. Just overbet 7-5, not a good win bet. 2 Free Drop Billy, second off a layoff. Not nearly as fast as those, but he's graded stakes winner. Breeders' Futurity last year, second of the Hopeful, second of the Holy Bold Audible, going to move up, got to use him. Interesting horse, the 7, Gotta Go. Gotta Go had no shot against Strike Power when Strike Power wired the field in the Swale, but he closed from 6th to 2nd. Last year, he won a stake, the Street Sense, in the third start of his career. Then he ran lousy in the Jockey Club. That was his only 2-turn race. I think that was an aberration. He had trouble. I think he's this good, and he's 10-1. I think you can use him here. For sure. The 1, He Takes Charge, coming off a maiden win for Cassie on the rail is bred to be any kind by Tappet. He might be a little overmatched, but the 99 figure says he fits here with any improvement. And last, Marconi, Pletcher and Castellano, 8-1 off a horse that is likely prepping for the Florida Derby because he's cutting back from 9 to 8.5. But he needs points. He ran third in the Withers off almost 2 month layoff. He won his second start at 9 furlongs by 5 lengths. He's a little gawky out of the gate, but Castellano's ready for Pletcher. He's a half brother to Mucho Macho Man. He's going to love 9 and 10 furlongs. He costs $2 million. Got to use him as well. The main play in this race is going to be Storm Runner. Win in place at 3-1 or more. Then the exacta is going to be Storm Runner, Good Magic, and Free Drop Billy over everybody. And hopefully we're live to the pick four to cash a big ticket. Don't forget, check out amwager.com, please. And if you want to read the written version of this podcast in blog form, go to amwager.com, click on Handicapping, and great luck on Fountain of Youth Day at Gulfstream Park.